Chapter 42, Location, No Sky Limits. Nimbus worked with Taz planning the future weather systems so the season would be the least destructive. Tyrone was in charge of organizing the Hurricane Force troops, separating them from the strong to the strongest. Nimbus couldn't believe how good he felt working with Taz and Tyrone. It was the first time he felt such camaraderie. He was getting in the best shape ever, tough, resilient, and focused. He understood why Taz and the rest liked the excitement so much, as he too was feeling the powerful rush. But as the season progressed, with the force mostly practicing out to sea to review their tactics, the troops began to question the schedule. Taz had done his best to make the strikes in less populated areas, and it was just enough to get Nimbus in shape. But he noticed the grumbling. Deep down, Nimbus was still bothered working with the Hurricane Force and thought about what his mother would say. He would probably be a disappointment to the family like Taz. "I'm only doing this so I can learn more about the human reactions. And besides, we are only hitting certain targeted areas that need renovation. Out with the old, in with the new," he justified. But when Taz got all excited about his latest and greatest idea ever, Nimbus couldn't justify that.
"I think I like the name Ida," Taz shouted through the strong winds at Nimbus and Tyrone. "I'm thinking we do a repeat performance in New Orleans. If we get this plan fired off soon, we could hit the same day as Katrina did 16 years ago."
"Totally sick," Tyrone shouted back. "Seriously?" Nimbus said with a churning starting to build inside his mass. He hadn't questioned Taz up to this point, but when he saw the buildups of the hurricane force converging from all directions in the southwest Caribbean near Jamaica, he knew Taz had already implemented the plan, and it was going to be big. When the trio arrived, the movement of excitement started to circle around its leader, the Tasmanian Devil. Nimbus felt the electricity in the air and started spinning inside, too. Most of the hurricane force cheered Nimbus, too, as he floated next to Taz and Tyrone. It felt good, and he was actually proud that he was to be a part. All trepidation fell away as the excitement grew. He was the Nitro, and a part of the trio. Taz explained his plan to the electrified force, and how being noted in the National Weather Center's Book of Records would give credibility to one of nature's necessities. Deep down, Taz knew it would not be one of the most destructive storms, but he wanted to be well remembered.
"My desire is to reach 150 miles per hour. That's a Category 4. Are you in?" Taz shouted.
The low wind shear was making it difficult to be heard, but no cloud cared where and when. They just wanted to get started. Taz continued with the plan.
"Let's build quickly in the Caymans and then head to Cuba. We don't have to be in too big of a hurry, so we can have time to grow stronger. But we do need to move into the Gulf on August 27th, because I want to hit New Orleans on August 29th. It will be Katrina's 16th birthday." What a better birthday present than that!
One of the hurricane forces shouted back, "But we already hit that area last year and soaked it good. They called our work Fred and Henry." "It should have been Freddy and Henrietta," another shouted. Chuckles and snickers ebbed and flowed.
"Then all the better," Taz shouted. "Hey, it's hurricane season. A little extra flooding will be good for the crops."
"Yeah, what's left out of them?" another shouted out with more laughter. Nimbus was so caught up in the activity and excitement, he really had no idea what was about to happen. He was along for the ride and knew with his spinning abilities, he would be able to keep up with the best of them. But Taz was going to keep his word to protect Nimbus.
"You stay on the inside of Tyrone and me while we whirl around you and create a perfect symmetrical structured center. It's called the eye. We will form the eye wall so you are protected. But don't worry. You will get to observe everything. It's just a lot calmer.
But I don't want to be calm, Nimbus shouted through the wind. I want to spin.
You'll spin as we create the eye. The rest of the force will form around us as we hold the wall. Nimbus, I need you to be the nitro and spin in the opposite direction to hold the space open once we have it formed. Got it?
But I came to be part of one of them.
You are part, but trust me, you are not ready for their kind of action yet.
Then Taz grabbed Nimbus and shook him hard.
Listen to me. If you do not do what I say, I will throw you out, and who knows where you'll end up. Do I make myself clear?
Suddenly, Nimbus felt like he was Taz's son being ordered to mind. He had never seen this side of him before. Nimbus tried to speak, but nothing came out.
Look, Nitro, you need to trust me. I need you to help keep the eye wall symmetrical so the opening can balance the outside. We will form another wall outside of yours. That's how powerful this storm is going to be. We have to maintain speed and focus so we can direct our touchdown in the perfect spots.
Oh, so I am an important part.
Yes, very important. Are you with me?
Taz and Nimbus were suddenly caught up in Tyrone's tropical whirlwind and forced into position. Before Nimbus could say another word, Taz and Tyrone started circling around him. They needed to use all of their might to block the wall of centrifugal force pressing against them from the hurricane force.
Spin now, Nitro! Taz yelled.
As Taz and Tyrone spun powerfully around Nimbus in one direction, Nimbus started his engines and spun in the opposite direction. This created a hole, the perfect eye of the storm.
Good job, Nitro! Taz yelled. Now stay there and don't stop spinning!
Roger that, Nimbus yelled. The exhilaration was beyond anything he had ever felt. Soon he was in a zone, like a human marathon runner. It was effortless, and he gazed down through the opening that acted like a telescope. Nimbus lost all sense of time and was in a world all of his own. He knew, since hurricanes were part of nature, it must be important to do what they were doing. But was it? As he watched what was going on below, he was starting to feel more and more anxious. Old feelings started flooding back in as the rains pummeled the gulf. Conflict between doing good and bad was drowning him in confusion. He saw roofs torn from houses and metal buildings blown away. Power poles toppled like dominoes, sparking in the streets as cars floated down a river under them. People looked like ants scurrying around, frantically seeking shelter. In some areas, the land was flattened as if the wind was a mega lawnmower, mowing down trees and structures in its path. Torrents of rain soaked and flooded as Ida headed further inland. It was so intense and deadly that Nimbus was trying not to black out.
Enough! Nimbus screamed. They've had enough!
As if the whole force heard him, they shifted their direction and headed northeast, with New York as their target. Finally, Nimbus could catch his breath as the hurricane started losing some momentum. The landmass appeared to be dragging and pulling at their forceful energies, like a child winding a kite string fast to bring the kite down. Since Ida had already hit the targeted 150 miles per hour, Nimbus thought that would be the end of it. But the hurricane force was too elated to stop. They wanted more. Desperately, Nimbus wanted to stop and tried to get Taz's attention. But his cousin was too focused, holding the wall and firing out orders. As the force regained its strength, it started spinning faster, and Nimbus was finding it hard to maintain his intensity. Since he had lost his trance-like state, he was exhausted. His power was gone. He looked straight down and saw several funnel-like tornadoes forming. Maybe he could just drop out and end up like one of them. If he could just spiral down at lightning speed, maybe the eye would stay open. But it didn't.